Welcome to the Kendi and Rabo podcast, sponsored by Maeve's Bar Sligo. Now, I got to do the clap this week.
You didn't, because I hadn't started recording
that. Ah, for the love of God.
You stupid, ignorant, good for nothing.
Do you remember I said I was going to be nicer? You're going to start with that now, aren't you? You're going to cut in with me saying, you stupid, ignorant, good for nothing. Well, Ray, how are you, man? Any crack with you, Ray?
No crack.
Oh my God, Kendi's turned the corner. Everyone loves him now. What a nice guy he is.
Big week.
Why?
Did you turn the corner?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, you mean like it was a grand milestone for me. No, I'm probably still, I won't say. I remember you used to stop me cursing on the podcast, or we used to try and not curse as much on the podcast. That went well out the window, didn't it?
There was a period of time where you cursed more than you do now.
You think I curse more? Because I'm listening back a lot lately, and I'm like, geez, I really do have what they used to call in a bit of a potty mouth.
Yeah, no, you had for a while, but then you got out of it. Now, while you were doing it, I was editing out some F's and blinds.
Well, like the odd one is all right, but you can't. Oh, yeah, I didn't mind the odd one. Do you know John's Cleary, one of the finest comedians?
The finest.
He said to me that one of the worst things a comedian can do is over F.
Yes.
The F, because they think that that's not in their lives, I mean, not like, you know, they can over F with partners and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
They can over F on stage.
Yeah.
And they use it as a crutch. And I thought about that. I thought, yeah, you're telling me that for a reason now, John, aren't you?
He was politely trying. Well, I asked him to have a word with you.
Did you?
Yeah, yeah. He said, that's how I come around it.
No, he's dead right, though, because it does, you can overdo it. What are you looking at?
I'm looking at the screen.
Oh, you're not used to seeing?
I'm not used to seeing the screen.
Oh, there's a different setup in here. In order, anyone who listened last week will know that I said that the podcast is not longed for the box room. And I tried to rekindle some of the creative flame and also move our house around and see could I get a bit more out of it. And I have moved some stuff around.
Yeah.
Because we're redoing Ali's room, you see.
Yeah.
And that's why there's a big double bed thrown up there that no one can see.
Yeah, it's well hidden there behind a big black curtain.
You wouldn't know.
No, and if you're on Patreon, you wouldn't know.
No, you still wouldn't know because we've been hidden from you at all. But you'll notice that there's nothing behind me anymore on Patreon. There's no black. Anyway.
Big changes.
Trying my best, but sure.
Where did you put the Mickeys?
They're in behind you.
They're still in behind me.
They're still in behind you. I make sure the Mickeys will always be there for you.
Always go to the bag of Mickeys nearby.
I'll always keep a box of Mickeys. My mother always said this. Keep a box of Mickeys at all times. She said, holy water in the car. I keep a box of Mickeys in the room at all times. You'd be safe enough.
Could I ask you, you were significantly hungover, I believe.
Oh, geez. Not used to it no more, you see.
No, and I'm interested to find out, before we get into my bits,
yeah,
about how the hungover went.
Okay, so...
you went on a stag?
Went on a stag Saturday in Galway.
Right. How did you feel going?
Nervous.
Dread.
Yeah, no, just nervous about the whole, I drink one pint of Guinness at every gig. And, like, the thing you have to remember with stags is that there's usually an activity planned, but the activity is planned around drink.
Yes.
Do you know?
Yeah.
So we went to what they call paintballing.
Lovely.
It's where you shoot something at someone that doesn't explode and just hurts your thigh.
It's really sore.
Oh my God. I got shot. Your man was roaring at me as well, by the way. Your man was like a drill sergeant in the FCA, right?
They don't have drill sergeants in the FCA.
Roaring. This fella. Yeah, but what I mean by that is, no, I won't, because he's probably a nice fella.
Go on.
What I mean, is, you know, sometimes they say, I'm going to insult everyone. Someone tried to join the guards and they became a bouncer and they're thick, ignorant bouncers.
Yes.
Do you know?
Yeah.
And people would always say, oh, there's a fella now that didn't make the guards. That phrase.
Failed guard.
Yeah. Okay, that's awful. I like bouncers, especially in Sligo. I like all of you. But your man was like that at the paintballing. He was like, this fella went for the army.
And didn't get it.
Didn't get it. Yeah. And said, I'm going to set up a paintball thing and roar at fellas anyway, regardless.
Yeah.
Because Christ almighty, will you move up? Will you move up? I was like, this isn't real warfare, by the way.
Were you like me, terrified, hiding behind a tyre?
Yeah. Yeah. And I didn't want to get shot. And I moved up to the base, right? Yeah. They had built a big castle. It's class, by the way, one outside Galway in Palace.
Yeah.
Big, massive castle. I went at it like I was going at Bowser's Castle and I was Super Mario.
Yeah.
I got shot in both thighs, Ray.
Took you out.
Fuck me, I retreated. It was so sore. Don't get shot by a paintball at 5 meters, closer than 5 meters. It is agony.
I'm ready for the next one.
What do you mean?
Because I'm going to wear all body padding. I'm going to buy a specific suit.
But
now, it doesn't help that Laura's flicking the keys of herself here today. Now, this means that when I say things like this, I'm obviously now conscious that she's going to be monitoring my spending.
Oh,
patterns.
Yeah, she's already closed the account just to get put a block on it.
He said, no all-body cotton. I want to be able to enjoy a paintballing session without the fear. I want to be invincible.
Well, you might as well go do Quasar then, because the thing about paintballing is, like you do have to have that little bit of fear in you that you might get shot. Do you ever get shot in the knuckle at paintballing?
I actually just realised that. You're right.
Yeah, because
paintballing isn't good crack if there isn't fear.
No, there has to be a fear of getting shot, like.
Wow.
But you can't be afraid of your man who's roaring at you either.
No.
To move up, and then send you out into... Like, you wouldn't say that in real war. Go out into the open, quick. Like, no, you would not say that. Like,
that's the reason he didn't make the armour.
Yeah, everybody... And you know what else happened, right? So the last game... You know what, in paintballing... The last game is always an empty your round game. Like, we're going to play a game that'll mean that you won't have any paintballs left and you won't be given out that you didn't get to shoot anyone.
Mm-hmm.
We all started in one corner of a massive field, right?
Okay.
Nothing in this field. A few old tyres thrown here and there. Huge field.
No cover.
No, like a little bit of cover here and there. He said, okay, so in this game, you cannot be out. If you get shot, you don't put your gun up and you're out. You shoot until you have no bullets left and then you're out.
Jesus.
He said, I'm going to blow my whistle once and you run.
Yeah.
And 5 seconds later, I'm going to blow it again and then you can shoot at each other.
Oh, wow.
And I was looking at 20, 25 people going, how far can we all get in 5 seconds? We'll all just
You'll all get to the same place.
So I made a decision in my head. Even if he blows the second whistle, I'm still going to keep running.
Yeah.
I'm not turning and shooting at anyone. I'm getting to the bottom corner of this field and hiding.
Yeah.
Okay. So I did.
You're such a brave boy.
Very brave. I did exactly that. But I had overestimated my level of fitness. And by the time I got to the bottom corner, I collapsed.
Right.
Fully collapsed into the corner.
Okay.
Two or three lads had the same idea as me. And we ended up looking at each other, firing, getting shot in the thighs and the arms.
It's your little mini battle.
We couldn't hear each other. But me and a friend of mine, Kieran, had a mutual subconscious eye contact where we said, this isn't worth it. And we stopped. We just stopped playing. We just said, this is shit.
Right.
We're both getting peppered here.
Yeah.
And like, you're not like as cool as you think you look, where you're like, ready, aim, fire. You're firing like behind your own shoulder, going, ah, 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 you know?
Yeah.
Like when he told me storm the castle in game two, and I did, I was like, I'm going for this. Yeah. I ended up running backwards, going, ah, 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 shooting backwards. You're never as cool as you look in paintballing.
Do you remember
the
time I got all brave the last time I went paintballing?
Well, that was my favourite thing ever because your man, you had your own drill sergeant at a different paintball location in Kilkenny. He roared at Ray to finally get up and do something.
To finally be a man.
Yeah, he said, this is your chance.
Now.
This is, take back to all the times you disappointed your family. You have one moment now.
Yeah.
To redeem yourself. And Ray said, I'm going first. And he got up and tripped over his own lace. And his gun burst.
I think I tripped over myself.
And all the paintballs went flying across.
Yeah, but didn't hit anybody.
Didn't hit anyone. No. They flew out of the top of your gun. So now, I mean, I have big problems with paintballing, the disorganisation of it. Like, there's an honorary system involved in paintballing because, unfortunately, when you do hit someone with a paintball, they don't die.
Yeah.
So you have to... put your gun up and say, I have been shot.
Yeah.
I'm a very honourable gentleman who will admit, yes, in fact, I have been shot.
There
I'm going to leave the game.
There are some dishonourable men in paintball.
Unbelievable stuff going on the last day.
You put the hand up and all of a sudden someone shoots the knuckles off you.
Yeah, well, that's another, but there's a dishonourable on the other side of it as well, where you're shooting someone and he's going, I want to keep playing, so I'm not going to bother me arse stopping here now. Mm. Which is, again, very, very, very frustrating and happened plenty the last day. Not calling any of you out, boys, now, but... You know, anytime I got shot, I was more than happy to leave the field.
Once the paintballing had commenced and finished, where did you do, what did you do after? Did you go for the dinner?
We were the first people ever to paintball at 10 o'clock in the morning. Yeah.
Your stag started that early.
Oh.
That means that you must have been drinking pints by 11:30.
At 11:30, we pulled in to the Connaught Hotel in Galway.
Yeah.
And my friend Trevor.
Yeah, come on, Trevor.
I don't know what he was thinking. He pulled out a bottle of Jack Daniels. As I opened the door of the car.
No.
So it was one of those tags.
And come here, did you drink all around you?
No, I said to them, I won't be doing that. I'm a father.
Yeah.
Won't be doing that. But I was, what's that thing they call? Peer pressure.
You peer pressured into it?
Yeah. Not even peer pressured. Just, like I had to. There was no choice.
Yeah, but you can't. That's a bit like me in the paintballing. You have to, pain is going to happen.
So I
just
drank,
accept it.
Oh, I drank Jack Daniels, right? And,
did you end up in CPs?
It was puck stink rotten. I did not end up. We went down to the Huntsman and drank pints of Guinness. Laughed like I've never laughed before in my whole life for that couple of hours.
Old man stag.
Yeah, but this is at 12 o'clock in the day, like.
Yeah.
I finished then and I Irish goodbye at 1:30 inside the front door.
Right.
We were in the front door in Galway.
Yeah.
and a half one. I went out for a little vaping and yeah. I said, you know what, this would be home. A good time to go now.
You just walked off.
All I thought was, you know what I was thinking? I was in a room full of six fellas.
Yeah.
Six fellies, smelly fellas, right? And I said, if I can get home before them all now, I can get my business done and into bed and asleep.
Were you in a hostel?
Yeah. No, we were in the Connaught Hotel.
Oh.
Beautiful. Right?
So nobody cooking when you got home.
My friend Kevin, he still has the same have you got these friends in your group that still have the same divement as if we were 14?
No, thank God. I've lost most of those people.
That, yeah, Frank.
Do you call it divement? I'd call it bullying. I don't, yeah.
Well, actually, that's a funny thing about Kev, yeah. Right? I hope he doesn't mind me saying this. Kev is also the friend that when we were telling stories, he kept saying, I never did that. So we were like, Kevin, you did.
Yeah, no, you're a big, big,
you
fat
were
bully.
A big bully with me, yeah. Were young fellas. Yeah. You did.
I'm surprised we're even here.
And anyway, that got confirmed when you realise he hasn't changed a bit. He got home after me. He was the second man who landed back.
Mm-hmm.
He turned on horror movie soundtrack stuff, right?
On his phone?
Yeah, and turned the light on his phone and put it right up into my face.
Jesus.
To wake me up. And do you know what happened?
What?
I actually woke up and went, I don't feel drunk. And we just chatted then for another couple of hours after that as well.
That's nice.
But he sent that video on to all the boys here in Sligo to say, look at the head of this fella. So I don't know if people still have those divilment-y all kind of friends that are still... It's like there's some fellas in this world that... We came to a couple of realisations. The people we thought weren't cool when we were in school turned out to be really nice people. We ended up... So we were chatting about friends from back home, right? Mm-hmm. And we were going, geez... He just ended up to be a lovely fella and I'm glad I still know him.
Yeah.
Do you know?
Yeah.
Whereas there's fellas that would have been the cool boys back in school and you're going, what happened to him? Oh, he's a junkie. He's a junkie
yeah,
now.
Yeah, but
that
they
cool
peaked
boy.
Too early.
Yeah, they did. Yeah,
they
but
peaked
I mean,
early.
Cool was a different thing though. You were a different kind of cool with four. Like cool at 14 was, oh, did you hear your man got a fighting ban in the gar? Oh yeah, he's a cool boy.
Yeah, or you played the GAA and you scored all the points.
Yeah, I definitely didn't.
Or
do
you
that.
Had a car.
Yeah. Had a car slash tractor was a big one. Well, a lot of them boys are still cool. Anyway. The whole point is, there's definitely people who don't change at all. Doesn't matter if it's 20 years later.
Mm-hmm.
They don't change. And sometimes that's savage.
They're the very same.
Because that's another thing with boys. And Laura, you won't know this, right? Girls do be staying in touch with each other all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Sickening, right?
Waste of time.
There's boys that I haven't talked to there in years.
Mm-hmm.
You might meet them once a year at Christmas, maybe. And we were all inseparable in school, right? When we met up, nothing changed.
Nothing.
No, it was like we were.
It was
still,
like the day you got the leaving cert results.
Honest to God,
everybody
before
was
that
very
even.
Sad.
Yeah, it was unreal to go and no question of like we didn't even ask the whole questions of oh where are you what are you doing now we just reverted back into like we were 14 sitting outside the sweet shop in Casserie enjoying our lunchtime break.
So you had a beautiful time.
I really loved it. So, but I woke up on Sunday like I got hit by the bus that was driving back to Sligo. Fucking hell, Ray.
Yeah.
I am not able to drink anymore.
And we got to do it all again this weekend then.
And Shawnee B is getting married Shawnee and we have to go on his stag this weekend.
Which will be different for you because it won't be lads that you sat out at the sweet shop with. It'll be different lads. Now you have to be sociable.
A different group, yeah,
And see if Shawnee B's friends are nice.
I'm sure they are very nice
people.
I
don't know. I wouldn't
but
say so.
The good news with Shawnee B's one is it's in Sligo. We won't tell you where now. You'll be all following us.
Oh, you will.
Oh, Jersey B following us. So, but I can't. I'm not able for us. The worst thing is I lose my voice every time I drink. Because I'll be roaring and shouting at people in their ears saying, you know.
Yeah. I love you, man.
Me and you should get together. Let's go on lads holiday.
Yeah, let's go to Santa Monica.
Right? That happens at 1:30 in the morning inside the front door. And then I did a gig Sunday. Couldn't walk, talk, sleep, fucking east.
Yeah.
Nick will tell you I was in the toilets about five times.
You feel you're looking better there now, though.
But my voice is still gone. It's Tuesday.
Yeah, it's Tuesday.
Still gone. I have to gig tonight inside the town. Yeah. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Can't.
I'm not able for it anymore. I've said this to loads of people. You know the way there's that thing where celebrities die at 27?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think if you make it past 27, then the hangovers are fucking disastrous. And that's why a lot of them said, fuck this.
To hell with this.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Listen to the big croaky voice on me. That's from 2 days.
We'll see.
2 days ago, drink for 1 day.
So see how you feel now this time next week.
Oh, Jesus.
Two tags.
One thing I will say, Ray, is lads.
Shots.
Pints. Yours, who we got loads of hooers. That was my fit. No, I'm joking.
Brilliant.
We did not.
Brilliant.
I said, "Where's the strippers?"
Yeah, he was said, there a stripper?
No,
I had an idea for Shawnee B's stag.
Go on.
I was going to get an. Could you book an older lady stripper?
Oh, what a great idea!
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah, real kind of old dusty old York
that just still loves taking her kit off.
Yeah, that's a great. Do you know what?
And do that for Shawnee.
I would enjoy that way more because That was the first thing I said when I landed. All lads have used stripper booked, right?
Yeah.
And they were like, no. And I actually said to them, thank God, because there's nothing more awkward than a load of fellas in looking at a stripper. I can't imagine how awkward that is. That must be just the worst. Like, what do they think is going to happen? Oh, they're going to pull out their flutes. Like, it's, you're just standing there going, yo.
Whoa.
And she's there with her big old fake old ditties. I can't imagine how awkward it is. And that's coming from a man who
jumped on
stage.
Well, you won't have to imagine because we're going to organise it for this weekend for Shawnee Bay.
That'd be way better though. A good crack stripper.
Yeah, good crack stripper.
That's better.
In her 60s, retired. She's finished her job and now she's just doing a bit of this on the side. And she loves meeting people.
I'd love if she wasn't even the next stripper. Oh. It's like, what did your one do before? Well, she actually ran like a holistic shop. Yeah. She ran a shop in town.
Yeah.
You know, and now that she's retired, she was going to buy a second house and use that as a retirement fund, but she decided, no, I'm going to take off my dirty old jocks and I'm going to start. That would be way better crack.
Yeah.
Or a fella stripper. I'd love a big old Mickey O slap me in the face. What does that mean? It doesn't matter, Ray. Don't even get into us. Dive deep into what I said.
Get a drag queen.
Get a drag queen.
We actually know one.
Laura, what a great idea. Get a drag queen.
Get a drag queen.
Because, do you know, for a while, some of them...
doing them pass.
Do you know what I mean? Technology's moved to technology has moved on quite a bit, Ray.
It has.
I watched Baby Reindeer.
Yeah.
And I'm not ashamed to say I had to Google whether the actress was in fact a transsexual.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Transgender.
Is this a Christmas movie?
Baby Reindeer. Have you not watched Baby Reindeer?
Oh, sorry. The thing that you're watching as well. Yeah, I've heard about this.
Have you not watched Baby Reindeer?
No, I haven't.
All right.
Laura went ahead and watched a bit of it and said it's a bit dark. We'll leave it.
There's a it is very dark.
Yeah.
There's a transgender actress in it. Mm-hmm. And I swear, Ray, I'm not ashamed, lads. And don't, you can all admit it as well, because I know you did too. I had to Google whether it was in fact a transvestite, a transgender, sorry. Och me, I'm going to get in so much trouble. I had to, because I was like, geez, the technology's moved on something fierce, Ray. They can do awful stuff.
Speaking of days.
Unbelievable. Yeah, speaking of days.
Yeah.
Bambi Tug.
Bambi.
Bambi Tug is on
tonight. My TikTok has exploded. Yeah. And everybody in a Eurovision capacity are saying, oh my God, I think Ireland's going to win it this time.
Yeah, what's that? Are we getting ahead of ourselves like Mayo?
So I wanted to learn more about Bambi Tug.
Bambi for Sam.
Bambi Ray Robinson.
You wanted to learn?
That's their name.
Right, okay.
So I looked up their... Wikipedia.
Okay, this is going to be a great conversation, by the way.
This is going to tell me more about Bambi Tug.
Okay.
So Bambi Tug's real name is Bambi Ray Robinson.
Okay, right? That's not the real name though, but...
Probably not.
What's the original name?
It didn't tell me what their original name was.
Okay.
But I really enjoyed reading it because I kept stumbling every time I hit the... They went to school in.
Well, I heard...
They are now living in.
Yeah. I heard on News Talk the same struggles where...
Yeah.
They would say, and then... Did they come out?
Are they enjoying it? She's flying it though. She's doing really well for the country.
Quite a bit. Did you ever hear of a... there we go.
I just said the wrong thing. I seen Laura.
Did you say it?
No, Laura's giving me a fucking funny...
But can we just say though?
All I seen in the background was a... Ooh.
I want you to leave that in and for people... And we're not being... We're not really taking the piss when we say this.
No, I was trying to...
I'm trying my best to do it. Most people are trying their best. So I had another one today on the news talks. Have you heard of, speaking of drag queens, Panty Bliss?
Yes.
So is Panty Bliss a drag queen?
Yes.
Now, someone was talking about Panty Bliss's Twitter's page.
Right.
Now known as X.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah.
And Panty Bliss... is an alter ego of a gentleman who is a lecturer in Trinity or something called Dr. Something or Other.
Yeah.
Brendan would have it got by now, Laura, just let me know that. So Brendan would have already Googled what Panty Bliss's real name is. And I want to do it because I do want to.
I think Laura's working on it as you speak. She doesn't do it every week. So, I mean, give her something.
Yeah, give her a second. Like.
Give her, and just to refer, Brendan.
What is this? Rory O'Neill. So is it Dr. Rory O'Neill? Anyway, Rory O'Neill. And when they were talking about Panty Bliss's ex-Twitter page, the guy on News Talk said he tweeted out and then had to stop himself and go, well, actually, sorry, Panty Bliss tweeted.
Yeah, so she.
So is it she? And then he went, well, actually, is Panty Bliss a she or not? And then realised, I don't know what's going on
here.
It is funny, isn't it? Like, and, you know... are people allowed to get annoyed at us? Probably. I mean, they should be educating us and all that. But
we're trying.
It just shows you people are trying. Mm. Do you know?
Crown the witch anyway.
We have always been real kind of liberal people, Ray, and like always for change. I have anyway. I don't know about you.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Most of the time, I'm going, sometimes I think there's not enough diversity in the world. You know, can we not come up with other stuff? You know? You've known that about me, haven't you?
I have. It's been apparent.
I've always been like that.
All down the years. Can you help me with
a great clear out there.
A conscience issue that I have.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yep.
So I was doing a thing called Mayo Day, which is an international celebration in Belmullis. Which is held in Mayo.
It's held in Belmullis.
It's a day for Mayo, and this year the capital of Mayo was Belmullis.
So just letting you know, this is what happens in counties when ye continuously lose all Ireland finals. You need something to celebrate, so you just say, I don't care, we're just going to celebrate once a year anyway.
But Belmullis was also celebrating its 200th birthday, because it was 200 years in the world.
So you're telling me there was nothing there before?
There was no
Belmullis
201 years ago.
What was
it
there?
It was just a field.
Are you joking? That's very young, isn't it?
Then they planted a town.
Go ahead.
And
go
it grew.
On. That's amazing. And it did grow. It did, right.
It's a fine town now.
But go on anyway, what's your...
But I was back in Belmullis anyway, and I was working for the Mighty Audio Works doing a wee gig.
Yep.
Jerry Guthrie and friends. Stuart Miles was on it.
Yep, Stewie. Lifted Stewie, lovely. Couple,
good scatter of bands.
Right, okay.
And it was a band called Boxing Banjo.
Right. Boxing Banjo.
Have you ever heard of Boxing Banjo?
No. Are we going to say something stupid about them now, Ray, because we shouldn't say
names? No. They came in like the most well-oiled, slick, young fella machine that I've ever seen come on a stage.
You don't see a lot of young fella machines oiled like that now.
They were all about 6 foot. They were all in the prime of their lives.
Right.
And they were flat out, they'd play the trad. But they had everything set up, like these lads were just professional.
Okay.
Right? They had their own boxes that came in and basically said, we'll go into our boxes and then come out into our boxes.
Yes.
Which was, you don't see that with too many bands.
Yeah, for anyone who doesn't understand that, don't worry, bosses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They ran all their own in-ear mixes, basically.
Yes.
And that was monumental to see in Belmullis. Yeah. I didn't expect to see that day.
I'll tell you one thing now. Never has in-ear mixes been controlled like that in Belmullis.
And I think they're from Castlebar, so this was just marvellous to see this.
There was good stuff in Mayo.
Good stuff in Mayo, right? Right. They played their set. It was tremendous. Very nice fellas. And they left behind them a very nice microphone stand.
Oh, brilliant. Can I use it tonight in the gig? No. I know what your dilemma is. Finders keepers, Ray.
This is what I...
Finders keepers.
It's a really, really nice one. It's a heavy K&M for those of you at home. It's a K&M, small boom.
The far side is €64.
64, 65 euro on Thoman.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'll have it, Ray. Don't worry about the conundrum. I take it off your hands. Get it off your mind.
It was there, and I picked it up, and nearly killed me with the weight of it. I was going, oh my God, this is quality. No kick drum mic will fall off this ever if I use it.
No.
And I thought, can I keep this now? Because they've obviously left it behind them.
Yeah. It's Finders Kendies.
But that is a thing.
Finders Kendy is a thing.
You can Finders Kendy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So...
How far along, though? I robbed a skateboard when I was young, never got over it.
But my conscience is... What? Did you rob his skateboard?
Yeah, I did. And like, I think I know whose it was. And it's one thing that I've never cleared my conscience about. And I can't believe I'm actually saying it now.
This is brilliant.
The anxiety. The anxiety I'm feeling right now is killer.
Okay. How many years have you been holding the secret in?
20 years.
This could be what has you the way you are.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe that's where my anxiety comes from now. I can't believe I actually... You've dragged that out of you. Like. I was down the Domain in Castlereagh.
As you would be.
And we were big into skateboarding.
Yeah.
There wasn't a kickflip jean or an ollie jean.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I didn't know.
You've lost
people
me.
Out there know us. They know the brands, right? Yeah. I found a skateboard down the Domain and brought it home. It was a belter of a board.
But Finders Kendy.
I thought Finders Kendy at that age. Yeah. I was about 12 or 13. I said, Finders Kendy.
Yeah.
Losers.
Weep.
Kendy. And it was in the latter years then.
What colour was the skateboard?
It was like...
All I'm seeing is a pink skateboard here.
No. So it was a skateboard that had been customised by the gentleman who owned it. It was a beautiful piece of gear.
Right.
Not cheap like.
Yeah.
I would have bought shite ones in Smith's.
Mm.
Whereas this boy spent some time putting this thing together.
Oh, lovely.
And I found it like... But I knew when I found it that I didn't find it in a loser's capacity. And I knew that deep down. And
how do you
I didn't
mean in
want...
a loser's capacity?
So I didn't find it and it was left there for ages and under weeds. And
gotcha.
Do you know
As
what
in
I mean?
Literally, he must... How could you lose a skateboard?
I found it where it was left and I didn't want to believe it at the time. I just saw gold. I never robbed anything in my life, Ray. I was a goody two-shoes, little shit.
And you know the person you took it off?
I think I do.
So they could be, you could know someone, could know. This was the reason I brought up the mic stand. Because as much as I'd love to keep this glorious mic stand, I said to myself, I'm going to put it out in the universe that I would like to give it back. Mm-hmm. And someone listening to the podcast might know some of the lads in Boxing Banjo.
Okay, you still have it?
I still have it.
Oh, you did. Like, they should go to the guards.
Why?
Lads, if you do, no, you should go. That is actually, you've had it for more than a weekend now.
Yeah.
That's the rules. Yeah. Look up the law. Google Irish law and this will come up. If you have it for more than a weekend, you've robbed us.
But Shane Walker told me I could keep it.
You can't say that, man.
He did. He said, that's yours now.
You definitely can't say his
name. I know he didn't. He didn't do that.
I was going to say, there's no way he would say that.
No, we were talking about another mic lead that was left on the stage. He said I could keep that.
No, now, so, if there's a mic lead all thrown up and left somewhere, usually you would bag that up and you might use this. A good solid mic stand like that, Ray. You have robbed these fellas. Yeah. And they are obviously sitting at home, worried sick.
Well, there's nothing now for their paddles.
They're worried sick, Ray, at home, going, what happened to us? And you're sitting there. Mm. You have robbed us. And I don't care what kind of guilty conscience you have now, Ray.
Only Vinnie Higgins, by the way, got the paddles reference. So I'm hoping he listened to that and enjoyed it.
What was it? For sending signals?
For sending signals, yeah.
Now, we are making this the most unlistenable podcast ever. Anyway, boys go, what are you on about?
My point is, I've said it now on a podcast, and anyone that knows the band Boxing Bando, can you please tell them that the Kenyan Rainbow podcast has possession of their prized mic stand.
Yeah, and we want ransom. You have to give us 40 quid.
Yeah.
40 quid.
Plus postage.
And we will give it back to you. We're holding it here. It's in good nick.
Yeah.
You know, it's been held
in
well.
The room there, Nicholas,
we'll send you a video of us if you're willing, and we'll let you know that it's safe and sound.
Yeah, and then we'll come and meet you somewhere between here and Castlebar. Neutral ground.
Neutral ground in a car park. Yeah. We'll flash the lights. Yeah. Boop, 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 and you'll know then that the deal is on.
Yeah.
And we'll step out and we'll put a bag over the mic stand.
And they'll bring the money in the bag.
You bring the money
in fivers.
Yeah, in fivers. We want 40 quid in fivers. Eight fivers.
Plus postage.
Yeah, and ye leave the bag in the middle and walk backwards. And then we'll take the bag off the top of the mic stand.
And we'll let the mic stand go.
And then the mic stand, you'll run to us, sir. Yeah. But it'll be, what a beautiful transaction that's going to be.
What about the skateboard, though? By the way, if the boxing band juggle, if I don't hear anything, I'm quite happy to keep this mic stand.
Due diligence is actually a martial art. Your man is a black belt in due diligence.
That'd be a solicitor.
What?
Yeah, solicitors are black belts in due diligence. Because I'm very good at it.
That's brilliant. Yeah. That's brilliant.
So, with the skateboard, can you hazard a guess at the man's name?
No, I'm not saying his name.
Do you still have the skateboard?
No, definitely not.
What did you do with it?
Well, it obviously just got, like, I used this and used
and
it.
And then
used
what
this.
Happened?
It obviously, I don't know.
How could you use it around the town when people see it?
If the guards, if your man, I'm going to give this, okay, I'm going to reach out to the gentleman and I'm going to put my hands up, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm going to let the guards know I can't remember where I buried it. But if you dig up my garden in Castlereagh, there's a good chance you might find it somewhere.
It could be under the...
And what? They could dig it up and it could be in the Roscommon Herald tomorrow. The remains have been found on a skateboard.
DNA analysis has been done.
There's a good chance it's buried in my garden because that's where everything... Like I said, when man bought gazebos in Supervalue, that's where everything went to die down the back of the garden and it just got covered in shit.
Covered in probably grass.
And there's a good chance if you went through it all. Mm. I'd love if they found a body there, but they were we'll get to that eventually, but the skateboard now, we found the skateboard. I think I know who owned this. I have to reach out to him, and I know, worse than that again, Ray, I know that he has been known to listen to this podcast. He was an older boy.
Brilliant.
He was, he would have been in, leaving cert when I was in first or second year. Well, it's killing me. Thank you, actually, Ray. I will apologise. And I will reach out and let him know that.
But you can do it now. You can say it to him directly.
I'm not saying his name now.
No, you don't have to say his name. Just say that. Just talk to him there now.
I'm really, really sorry. I never got over it.
Okay.
I knew at the time it was wrong, and I tried to use what is called cognitive dissonance to get over it by saying, it's obviously left here. It has to have been left here from ages.
Yeah.
When I knew it wasn't, there was a fresh grip on it, Ray. The trucks hadn't been worn in.
Oh.
The wheels, man. Fresh rubber. Yeah. And I just knew. I knew in my heart and soul. And I'm really sorry. And I haven't got over it, if that's any kind of consolation.
It's beautiful, Mark. It's like Dr. Phil, this. I'm telling you.
I can't believe I'm saying this. Am I going to jail?
No, you're not.
Am I, Ray? Please tell me
the truth.
No, you're
not. Not at all. I'm going back up my list.
Go on.
Do you remember the first CD or tape you ever bought?
Oh, I bought my first ever CD that I bought with my own money was A Big Yellow Taxi by The Counting Crows.
Okay, this sounds familiar.
Why?
So Laura and myself had a debate as to whether or not I told this story, that I talked about this with you. She said I definitely talked about it and I want you to see.
Oh, well, now if that's ringing a bell, then you probably did.
I probably did, yeah.
Go on, anyway,
do you remember what the first tape I bought was?
Coors.
No. So you don't remember?
Well, Ray, I don't remember what happened last week.
It was a day in Ballina. Oh, maybe I did talk about this. That was the Hotshot Records.
Just tell me what it was anyway.
Match on Records, and I bought the Bittersweet Symphony.
I can't remember
by the Verve.
Yeah, it's a great song.
I've talked about this.
Well, do you know what's funny about that though is the I was having a conversation with a friend of mine, and this happened to me as well as him. Did you ever think when you were young that you were about to get a deal on a compilation CD? You were like, I can't believe that these 30 songs are on this one CD and it's only a fiver.
But sure, that's a knockoff.
What do you mean?
It's a knockoff. That's what they used to do. This is where my father lost all the faith in me.
Oh, when you went buying?
Calorglan.
Oh, yeah.
1998.
Yeah.
Right? Now that's what I call music, 13.
Fuck, man, you're way back.
Things such as
what
that.
What was on that, man? Fuck,
or now that's what I call music, 1998.
Jesus.
And the gentleman in the Calorglan Puck Fair had it for sale. For the princely sum of £5.
Out the back of a hatchback.
Yeah. And in Hot Shot Records, it was £13.99.
And you couldn't.
And I thanked
him. Funny you're talking
him,
about conscious.
I thanked him conscience. From the bottom of my heart for selling it to me so cheap.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And did it.
And my father just, that was, that he knew.
He said, that's it, he's gone. Yeah, he's gone. Yeah. But what I was getting at was, you then bring the CD home and you realise that it's some shite piano covers of it that have no lyrics on it as well.
Oh,
did that ever happen to you?
The panpipes version.
Yeah, like a panpipes version.
Yeah.
Did that happen to you?
No,
I fucking got
not,
caught
man.
By that, man. Yeah. Jesus
like
Christ.
Like the time Laura went to see the Red Hot Chili Pipers.
Oh, I mean, that is just, what is it?
No, she didn't go to see them.
But they must know, like, that people are buying tickets not realising.
Oh, they must do, yeah.
Because, and then they land and go, tough.
Yeah. Did you want to come to see Rammstein, by the way?
Never.
It's in June.
No, I've never answered that question with definitely.
Would you like to come?
Why would I want to go see Rammstein?
Just in case you might like to do things with me as your friend.
No, okay.
Like the time I went to that soccer game with you there last 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, we had a great crack at that soccer game that you definitely went to 2 weeks ago.
I went to 2 weeks ago. Galway versus Sligo, great match.
Yeah.
Galway won.
There was wonderful. No, it was nil all.
Feck.
The one thing I will tell you is Ray rang me the next day after that and said, right, are we going to go? And
no,
I
didn't. I rang you the day of the match. I said, let's go.
Yeah, yeah. And I said to you, Ray, I was saying that all on the podcast, but the last thing I want is you to be sitting beside me at a match that I'm trying to watch. That's what I said to you.
You did.
I said, I would hate that.
I felt better anyway.
Yeah, you were like, take off.
In the event that I didn't tell the story, the Bittersweet Symphony, the Verve, I bought that tape, brought it down to the car, listened to it, wasn't gone in it.
Right.
I should have been.
Okay.
So I'm back up to Hot Shot Records and exchanged it for The Best of Enya.
The Best of Enya?
Yes.
What a swap that is.
That
as well.
Was the swap I made. I couldn't have told this
Jesus
before, Laura.
Jesus Christ.
Look at that reaction.
You swapped Bittersweet Symphony
for
Best of Enya.
And I think that in itself, the more than my father and Clorgan looking at me, I think those two events really tell you where everything went wrong in my childhood.
What was on The Best of Enya? Sail Away. And that was this.
And there was other songs. Orinoco Flow.
Oh, that's a great one. No, that's the same song.
Is it?
Yeah. I just realised you said Sail Away.
Yeah.
Orinoco Flow or
Apoplocco. But I remember getting back to the car, like having been totally disappointed with the Verve, with some of the other songs, not the Bittersweet Symphony one.
Yeah,
just kind of going, they all sound the same. So then I got my Enya tape and I came back to the car going, I hope this is right now because I can't go back in and change another one. So I sat in and I stuck in the Enya tape and that happened, Sail Away. And I was like, oh, it's class.
Yeah,
she's amazing. Who is this Enya lady? How come I've never heard of her before? Yeah.
The only Irish artist just called like Enya, like you know what I mean. I wonder, like one hit wonders like that. Well, I don't want to call Enya one hit wonder.
No,
she's probably
she had
more
plenty
than
songs.
That. Just for me, that's the only one I know. Maybe.
Yeah, I'd say you'd know a few
if you heard them.
Hold on now, let's try this.
Okay, you tell me songs. I'd see if I can sing them.
I'm
an
just
Enya
going
song.
To type in Enya and see. Do you know these songs?
You name them, and I'd see if I can sing them.
Okay, hold on.
That's the best.
Well,
way
that
to do
won't
it.
Work. Now, in fairness,
no, because you can't play them because then we won't.
She has 4.3 million monthly listeners. She's very popular.
Okay.
Okay, so Only Time.
Only Time. Stand outside the door and I know it, yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. Only Times.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I was singing Closing Time on purpose.
Okay. And then this is obviously the...
What a sound.
Yeah.
What a sound.
Picture me in the car listening to this going...
You're going, she must have 30 more songs like this.
What is this heart playing?
Wow.
Yeah.
And what we've about, been pulled off YouTube.
What about Caribbean Blue?
Caribbean Blue and you down the road on a
Where
holiday.
Are you going with this?
That's this. Different key.
It sounds
sorry.
Like the Killers.
Okay, I might have sang it in a different key, but.
That sounds like the Killers.
No, it sounds like Coldplay.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds like Coldplay.
Let's forward it.
Have you noticed I haven't heard her sing once? I haven't heard her sing once in any of these songs.
Yeah, no. But she's humming. That's what Enya meant her name on, was the humming.
She was a big hummer.
Big hummer.
Ray, did you realise they're not going to let us put this out now? If the more we play those songs, the fact that we're talking over it, hopefully we'll cover it up. Yeah. I would have had way better crack trying to guess how them songs went. And you had to play them
sorry,
all.
Sorry, I'm sorry.
Fuck's sake.
It's back at it again. Shut up. Enya, shut
a big shout out to Enya if she wants to come on. Is she?
Oh, she's still alive.
Oh, thank God. My heart's dropped.
Yeah, you'd hear about it if Enya died now.
I mean, there's a lot of Irish artists like that that made it huge all over the world and then like didn't get the respect they deserved here.
What do you call Rosanna Davidson's outlad? Christy Bergy.
Oh, Christy Burr. Yeah.
Christy Burr.
Christopher.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, there's a lot of them. What did he write again? Little Red Corvette.
Lady in Red.
Oh, Lady in Red, yeah. Didn't he?
Yeah, he did, Jim. Yeah.
Seamus Moore had to go to England, man, to get the respect to come back here. Do you know?
He did.
Ray, any other crack?
I have a few bits now to go through.
Oh, yeah, go through.
Here we go with a few bits. Superstitions.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Writings on the wall.
The writings wall.
It's a big the music section on the this wall. Time. Go on.
Yeah, okay. So, have you any thoughts on as to why we can't open an umbrella inside? Would you open an umbrella inside?
Yeah.
Would you?
Yeah, it wouldn't faze me.
Wouldn't faze you.
Did you know if you go up as far as Donegal, I definitely said this before, 100%. If you go up to Donegal, you can't put your shoes on the table.
Why?
Because they think that that's like you bring the pookies along or whatever, you know?
The pookies?
Yeah, it's bad luck to leave. And then like the black cat one always drives me mad because they're changing it every 2 minutes. They're like, oh no, it's two cats though. Two.
No, it's just
and then
the
it's
one
like,
cat.
Oh, two cats go by, one of them's eight and the other one's arse. So that's good luck then. You
what
know?
About the magpies?
But if two cats go by and one of them smoking a fag, then you're supposed to ring your fucking great aunt and then she has to bless you with holy water and then it'll be okay. You're like, this is fucking ridiculous.
Do you?
The magpie then, I do see Nicola waving.
Yeah.
Nick, let me wave. And I'm like, who's that? And she's like, no, there was a bird. I'm like,
it was one magpie, and you're trying to wave away the bad luck.
Yeah, and so, but then if there's two magpies, then you're supposed to stick up the fingers at
no,
them.
No, you're delighted then because that's good luck.
So it's, but then
it's two magpies is two, one for sorrow, two for joy, three for a girl, four for a boy.
But come here now, why are you waving at it though?
You're waving. So if it's one for sorrow, you're waving away the sorrow.
And so two, you're waving away the joy.
No, you're not waving away. You're actually, if you, sorry, yeah. So if the two happens, you actually, like, you salute.
Yep.
And you're going, I'll take that. So on early morning drives with Laura, she's flat out either waving or saluting beside me. She's like a girl with Tourette's.
So if you wave at the sorrow, you're waving it away.
Good you're waving away, yeah. And if you don't wave away the sorrow.
And then
and
the
I
joy,
think you also have to think of something good. Is it something good, Laura?
No. Make a wish like it's a birthday cake.
No, that's something, isn't it? Oh, hold on. I think of something bad. No, you think of a bad thing. And that's another thing she does. So if she sees a little magpie somewhere, one magpie, just hanging out, minding his own business, Nora's in the car fucking waving at it and Jesus thinking of thinking of a bad memory to make it go away.
That is... Nicola does that as well, but I don't think she goes to that extent.
I think she does.
Laura, lovey, I think you need to stop overthinking that. Honest to God, I think
what
you need to stop.
What about would you walk under a ladder?
Walking under a ladder was always one I wouldn't have done when I was a child, but now I think I would probably
would
do it. But like, for me, walking under a ladder isn't really a superstitious thing. It's like, I've
it's
watched too many videos.
Yeah,
like where it'll fall and flatten you. Like, I don't like walking under scaffold when they're doing up the town, which they're just always doing in Sligo. Every time you go by a building, like, I think Sligo must have been the first town ever built in Ireland because the buildings are falling asunder up and down the fucking place. Everything's covered in scaffolding.
Yeah.
I don't like walking underneath that because I'm afraid, like, this could come down. It's that's like true. Being at a circus or at a carnival.
Yeah.
I don't trust carnival rides. Right. Because that fella put up a roller coaster last week in Edgeworthstown.
Yeah.
And then he took it down and he drove it to Sligo and put it up overnight in Sligo.
Yeah.
What if he missed one of the pins?
That's right.
And the whole thing just goes, like, no one's going over checking his health and safety, like.
No.
He's putting it up. He's knackered. He was drinking in the back of the caravan on the way.
Yeah.
The missus was driving. He put on the high-vis next morning and said, fuck it, we're starting at 11:30.
Yeah.
And he fucking put it up again, a roller coaster, you know? True. So I don't trust scaffolding the same way as that as well.
Would you break a mirror?
I've broken plenty of mirror. I think I broke a mirror last year.
7 years bad luck.
But I mean, I feel like, again, I wouldn't be thinking 7 years bad luck because what does that mean though? What's bad luck? It's all perspective.
If you spill the salt, do you be inclined to throw it over your shoulder?
I do throw salt over my shoulder.
Why?
But that's not superstition. I think that's just repetitiveness.
What?
Nicola will tell you as well. I do a big thing with salt where I'll pour salt into my hand, too much, throw it on my croquette, me chip, maybe we all pepper it all, a bit of chicken. Oh, I'm hungry. And what I do is that I open up the kitchen window and I fire it out the kitchen window.
What?
Salt. I fire salt out the kitchen window.
Why?
Because now it's a habit. But I think before it was like, I didn't want to just like dust it onto the floor. I didn't want to make the floor all salt. Salty floors, man, are, do you know,
killer.
The bane of my life phrase, yeah, okay, is salty floor. Yeah. You know? So
was Geraldine heavy on the salty floor when you were growing up? Is this a childhood trauma?
I think we had a lot of salty floors back in Cashel Rea.
Right, okay.
A lot of salty people, a lot of salty floors.
All your mother's got all your fathers.
Yeah, a big old
All your mother's boyfriends calling over.
Big old salty
old
heads.
Big old salty old floor.
So I will genuinely, Nick, I'll tell you that now. I'll open up the window and I'll fire it. Now I won't just like dust it out.
What do you do if there's no window close?
Well, usually I have a window in my kitchen all the time, Ray. But what, in fairness now.
But what if you're in a restaurant and you salt up your croquette?
No, because it's different.
Different?
Because...
You don't mind salting up their floor?
No, because you're missing the pond. I'm not putting...
pond.
I'm not putting salt in my hand in a restaurant. It's in a salt shaker and I'm shaking it on. But I have the big bottle of table salt.
We have the big bottle of table salt.
Yeah, so
well,
I'm putting it onto my hands and I'm sprinkling this onto croquettes, chips, chicken nuggets, chicken, pepper chicken, all that. A steak, like that job, little pinch. That's what they call it, a pinch, right? You're pinching it. And then I've loads more left on my yolk.
Okay.
And I fire it out the window.
Okay, fair enough.
Every last grain.
Knocking on wood. You know when you say something that you don't want to happen and you're going, touch wood.
I'm a hypocrite.
Why would you touch wood?
I do that all the time.
Yeah, for fear something bad will happen.
Where does that one come from?
I don't know.
You have to touch wood if it doesn't. I do that all the time, like.
I actually do have it somewhere, actually.
Will you look and see where that one came from? That's mental.
Touch wood, wait, let's see. What about Friday the 13th?
What about us? Are we going out? No. I mean, I presume that only came from the film with Freddy's Kroger.
Wood, the phrase
Chad
is
Kroger, you know your man from the... He was in...
Chad Kroger of Nickelback.
Yeah, that's where the film came from.
The fixation with on wood may come from old myths about good spirits and trees or from an association with the Christian cross. Similar phrases abound in multiple languages suggesting that the desire not to upset a spiteful universe is very common.
Did we ever talk about... I fucking have a feeling we did.
I have one more to go.
You're making me pure anxious now that we actually did talk about a lot of the stuff we're talking about now. Did we talk about fairy forts before?
We might have.
I can't... that's good anyway that you don't remember. The... Like, because fairy forts are huge in Roscommon.
Yeah.
And
don't
again,
touch them. Don't
you
them.
Cannot touch a fairy fort. So there's a place in Roscommon just outside Castle Rea called Fairy Mount. Or a fairy bush is the same thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I think the idea with them is like that the fairies would live there and if you wreck their home, then they'll wreck your life.
Yeah.
You know?
They will, of course.
Which is the same as people, really, in a weird way. Yep. So
that's true, actually.
It's so bad that like people build around them. So the motorway, was it the M50 when it flooded? Was it? Am I right in saying this? Brendan will be Googling right now, but anyway, it doesn't matter. I think when the M50 flooded, it was genuinely debated in the Dáil that it flooded because they built it through a fairy fort. And sure, no wonder the thing.
No wonder
you'll only get bad luck.
You will only get bad luck,
There is loads of fairy forts. Or a tree. If there's a tree on top of a mound, that's a fairy fort. And you
can't touch it.
You can't touch the tree, no matter what's going on. Like they will literally build roads around it. They'll build houses around it, everything. You can't touch it. And that's like... So, my favourite thing about the Irish culture is that in itself. Because we live in a very practical world now, where the truth is only the truth.
And this doesn't make
sense. And it doesn't make sense, but it's a great way of explaining stuff away, though.
Mm.
So, if it was Laura, I presume we have it Googled by now. If it was, in fact, the M50
I'd love to
flooded,
know what you'd even search there. M50 flooding... You know,
Fairy Fort. Did it come up?
Did anything come up at all? We can leave a witch if you want. You know, come back.
But
come
anyway,
back and flick the keys yourself at the same time. I've one more, by the way.
No, but let me finish this first, and then you can bring the last one, okay? Because I'm on it now, and I know what I want to say. So in the most practical world right now, okay?
Yes.
And where the truth is literally only the truth, and we always search for it. Mm-hmm. In the Dáil Éireann, the government of Ireland, we can explain away the absolute waste of money and no one thinking about the fact that this thing might have flooded or whatever it was that happened to it by going, it was probably the fairies. And the Irish Times will write about us and go, listen, lads, there's a good chance it was the fairies.
But it could have been the fairies.
But that's what I love about us,
And I think
though.
The majority of the population will go, no, you shouldn't have built that to a fairy fort.
That's what's great about us as a population.
What's
Isn't that just brilliant that we can go, that could be right, lads.
Yeah, but it's the...
Let that be it now. We've
accept
said this.
The fact that there accept is the external fact. Forces going on, and the fairies are one of them.
But I don't believe in any external forces, though, right? Well, I genuinely
would you
don't.
Build a house in a fairy fort?
But I wouldn't, though.
No.
Because I'm Irish.
And you'd knock on wood, too,
and
if you say
I knock
bad.
On wood, and and I wouldn't build on a fairy fort. That is scary. But I'll walk under ladders, because they're, to me anyway, I know I might be wrong, but all those walking under ladders and all that other ones, they feel like foreign superstitions.
Okay.
But the fairy fort one feels like ours.
Okay.
And I would be inclined to go, geez, I wouldn't just in case now.
Would you say Macbeth in a theatre?
Yeah, again, that's a foreign you. I don't give a shit about that.
Had you heard about this?
Shakes Box and all them fellas.
I didn't hear about this on
the
scene.
Yeah, you're supposed to call it the Howley play or the Dirty play.
But if you say the words Macbeth in a theatre, it's bad luck.
Yeah, you're not supposed to say that. You're supposed to call it the Howley play.
Yeah, well, I am going to.
Like, I'm driving Laura mental because she knows what I'm trying to say.
Every time I'm going to be in the Hawkswell from now on, I am going to be flat out going, Macbeth! Macbeth!
Yeah, but that's, the other one is, you're not supposed to say good luck in a theatre.
No, you're supposed to break a leg. And
you're supposed to say break your jaw.
Luke Devaney told me what break a leg comes from.
What's that mean?
You know the little black curtains at the side of the stage?
Yeah.
They're called legs.
Oh, so you have to break through
it. So you have to trip over one of them.
And that's...
Hold on there, Laura. Don't be waving at me now.
Laura, wave.
Luke,
come on.
Of course, is right here because Luke is a theatre gentleman.
Luke has done more theatre than you. It means we hope you get into the cast.
Because if someone breaks a leg.
Yeah. Oh, Luke is full of shit.
Luke's shit.
Laura, even if that's not true, I way prefer that one, Laura. That's brilliant. What story with that M50, Laura? No, buddy, messing. I don't want to try.
That's the superstition.
I way prefer having Laura flick the keys herself, by the way. It's a better crack.
Just a little note, Jesus' birthday is around now.
Is it?
Yeah, it's not.
No,
the 25th.
I don't think so.
It's not the 25th.
You won't find it out till Christmas, you're saying?
No, I'm not saying you won't find it out at Christmas. I'm saying Christmas is not his birthday.
Would you ruin everything about everything?
Well, it's because the Romans changed it. No, not the Romans. The early Christians decided, you know something, we can't really go...
They said, you know what, it'll actually coincide with Santa coming down the chimney. Let's put two of them together.
At the time, back in the day when there was early Christians and the Romans, right, there was a big celebration for the sun, the god of the sun, Sol Invictus, basically the sun god.
Okay.
Right? And it was round about the 21st to the 25th of December. It was basically when... The sun triumphed over the darkness.
That was the 21st of October.
So the 21st of December is when all of a sudden the days start getting longer again.
Yeah.
So they'd have a big week-long celebration where they would exchange gifts and have tremendous crack and eat big feasts with turkey and ham.
And they said, would it not suit better if you ran?
The early Christians were sitting there going, how are we going to mark Jesus' birthday? Which was early in spring.
Right, okay.
Right? So you're talking about...
And you know that, because he had his 21st in the pub. No, you're right.
Because of the big star and stuff. They pinpointed, he was definitely born around March or April.
Because of what star?
The big star in the
sky. The northern star?
Yeah, they had figured it out.
Right, okay.
Yeah, so they pinpointed him to that. But the Christians going, no, do you know something now? We're going to have his birthday on the same week as what this pagan god of the sun.
Right.
And that's what happened. The Christians took over that. But it's not really his birthday. So it's a big joke.
So why are you... Do they celebrate that in the church though?
In the church?
As in, sorry, like if I go in... When was it? Last week? Well, I never got a mantle. Fuck it. Oh, I never got a mantle. Did I miss it? Was it last week or
coming
up? I
think we both missed it. It's April or May.
Oh, jeez. I'll have to get him a gift card. I'll get him a gift card.
Get him a one for all.
What's he into?
One for all. You can't pay the one for all.
I was going to make an awful joke there.
What were you going to say?
Not.
What were you going to say? I'll beep it out, obviously.
No, I was going to say, get him one for all for like Chadwick's or something.
Why? Because he's a carpenter.
Well, no, I was going to say for the cross. Actually, for a carpenter.
He's a carpenter, obviously.
Get him all for one in Chadwick's, man. He'd love that. Get a hand drill or something. He's never used a hand drill, man. He's never used an actual proper electric drill.
That's a bad one now. Hand drill.
Oh, fuck.
I've one last thing to try on you, and it's, I don't know, it mightn't work.
Go on,
it was very last minute, and Laura said, don't do that.
I love when Laura says don't do it because she's always right. But go on anyway.
So I seen a thing on TikTok.
I'm with you, Ray. I believe in you.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. So I seen a thing on TikTok, speaking of fairies, fairy tales, right? Yeah. You know the fairy tale of the three little pigs and the big bad wolf?
Yeah.
Right?
One of the pigs had straw. I'm only saying.
Hold on now.
Go on.
Hold on. I'm going to ask you two perspectives on it.
Okay.
I'd like you to, first of all, put yourself in the mindset of the piggies.
Yeah.
Who had endured this incident. Everybody knows the story of the three little pigs and the big bad wolf.
Yeah. So one of them was straw, one that was made out of mica bricks. I'm only messing when I say that. That's terrible.
It's terrible. So anyway, first of all, I want to talk to you as one of the little piggies. And I want you to tell me what happened, right?
Yeah.
And then after that, then I want to talk to you as the big bad wolf, and you tell me your side of the story.
Oh, shit and Jesus.
Yeah.
So okay. Just, I'm trying to remember
it. You need to get in character here now.
Okay, so
You're now one of the chief little piggy.
Okay, so I'm the smallest little... Wait now. So the three little piggies... Let me figure this out. Three little piggies were living in a little straw house.
That's right.
Your man blew it down.
That's right.
They said, I'm moving into a wooden structure, chalet, right. B&B homes, yeah. Don't burn. Moved into a wooden house.
Yeah, but yeah.
Well, he made it from steel. Yeah, actually, his wood would be the last one.
yeah.
His ones. So the very first kind of modular homes. You know those ones you could buy for 30 grand? They were like lodges.
Yeah.
Then they moved into one of those. £30,000 all up. Stuck it up on the land outside the back of their parents' house.
Yes.
Right? No planning permission, no nothing. Hook up the electricity. He came down and blew that down.
Okay.
And then they moved into a Donald Byrne B&B home made out of steel and the finest of materials.
Yeah, all the way up.
And the big bad wolf said, I'm huffing and puffing. And I'll tell you one thing, man.
There's no blowing that down.
No blowing that joke down, man. That's one of the finest jokes I've ever seen put together.
And how do you feel after all that? That was tough on you, like. That's gone.
Where are the pigs?
Yeah.
Where are the... Okay. I'm Father Piggy, is this? Yeah. Okay, so he blew down our first house, right?
Yeah.
And I said to Nicola Piggy, I told you there's a shower of bastards out there out to get everybody.
Yeah.
You wanted a skimp on material.
Yeah.
Why did we make this out of bastard straw?
Yeah.
Now look, and then she said, all right, okay, Mark, I'm going to put my hands up.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. Let's move into what? They're only 30 grand. I said, you're skimping again, you bitch.
So you went
this thing's going to keel over. Moved into the wooden one, blew it down. I said, Nicola, there's only one man. Are we doing a fucking ad for B&B Homes?
I think that's what it's become. But then, like, I get where you're coming from. Now, let me hear from the big bad wolf.
Yeah, why would a big bad wolf go about his business doing that? What did I do to him?
Yeah.
What did I do to him?
What was
I'm only after thinking that.
What did the big...
Why did the big bad wolf... He doesn't want to live in them.
No, he wants to eat you. That's why... Yeah, sorry, I had to think about that too as well.
Yeah.
The whole point of the big bad wolf coming after the piggies was he was hungry.
Oh, okay, but why didn't he just go in through the door? Did he have to blow the whole thing down?
Because the door locked.
Oh, they locked the door.
Yeah.
They locked the door, right?
Yeah.
I didn't even think that. They locked the door.
They locked the door.
They locked the straw door.
Yeah, there was a power right alarm.
I wanted to go eating. Is that my perspective?
Yeah, you wanted to eat them, yeah.
Okay, so from my perspective now, I'm hungry, and this is, Ray, as they say, a dog-eat-dog world, okay. Or if you will, a wolf-eat-pig world.
Okay.
Okay? Or a Jimmy-eat world.
Yeah. Great band.
So... I unfortunately have to go and
blow
down this bastard house. I have some breath. I'm off the vapes. Right? I'm fucking working on it to work up this breath. Okay, yeah. But after vape now about 2 months. Yeah. Okay, I'm finding it's hitting me chest. I'm gonna blow down the first house and try an H-E.
Yeah.
They sprint off into I don't know how the built stuck. There's another one waiting. Actually, I'm have to rethink the perspective of the pigs. These bastards have two holiday homes.
They have three houses.
Yeah, they have three houses.
There's
so
three
fuck
houses.
Them,
they're
actually.
Big P. Flynn heading them. Yeah, try it sometime.
Jesus Christ.
Try it sometime.
You should try having a second house, lads.
Try having a house in Brussels.
Isn't that what he said?
That's what he said. He said, I have a house in Brussels, I have a house in Dublin, and I have a house in Castlebar.
You try keeping those three houses, and everyone felt bad for him.
Yeah.
So that's my perspective.
Is Laura's nodding at that saying, don't be getting into that. I don't know why.
Okay. I thought it was a family of pigs.
I thought you were nodding at me because I was getting into the political stuff and I wasn't supposed to talk about Pete Flynn.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, so
it's three different... We've all wrecked the whole thing. Thanks, Brendan.
Yeah.
So we've all wrecked the whole thing. Your man, one of the pigs is living in the straw house. He gets blown out of his house, so he moves in with your man.
Yes.
Right? I don't know if he's paying rent or what's going on, but he moves in with Bucky Boo next door, right? And he moves into his box room in his lovely lodge, right? And then your man comes along and blows the two of them out of the house, and they move in then with the big
with
dick.
With B&B.
The big dick who has a B&B home.
Yeah, with Donald Byrne.
And the three of them live in there, and they start sticking up their hooves, fingers, out the window at the fucking wolf.
Yeah.
Bush. No one thinks of the wolf in this situation.
He's still hungry.
I'm the hungry wolf now, puffing and panting, man, salivating at the smell of bacon, right? And all I want to do is eat the piggies out of us. And that's what's funny about the world, because the world is a dog-eat-dog world. And on top of that as well, the nature of the wolf is the nature of the wolf, Ray. Okay? The nature of humans is what we call human nature, but there's something called wolf nature as well.
Yeah.
And I don't know, again, if I told this prophecy before on this podcast, but I'll tell you this. There is a bastard scorpion, right? At the edge of a lake, right? And this bastard scorpion wants to get to the other side of the lake.
Yeah.
And he says to the frog, right, will you give me a lift? Because you know how to get across lakes.
Yeah.
And the frog says, I'll bring you across as long as you promise not to sting me.
Yeah.
Because I'll die and then we'll both drown.
Drown, yeah.
Right? And the scorpion says, listen, man, I ain't going
to... Air man.
Don't worry about it. I'm not going to do that.
You're butter
down. And the the frog says, hop up on top of me back.
Yeah.
And the scorpion hops up on top of the frog's back. Lo and behold, halfway across the water, the scorpion stings the frog. And as they're both drowning, the frog says, why'd you do that? You stinging bastards, yeah? And the scorpion said, because I'm a scorpion.
Yeah.
Ooh. Do you know what I mean?
That's some way to finish up the episode.
So the wolf.
The wolf is a scorpion.
The wolf is a wolf.
Yeah.
What's he supposed to do when he ate bacon?
Yeah.
I'm like, I might do the same thing myself. We were talking about food all the time. I'd say
the wolf now is not happy with BRB Holmes.
Yeah, well, I mean, if there's one thing we have learned about BRB Holmes.
Yeah, they're putting wolves out at meals.
Yeah, they're killing off the wolf population here in Ireland.
If you're a little piggy and you want a decent house, give Donald Byrne a ring.
I mean, he sponsors the Alan Clark podcast. Why are we bigging up his houses so much?
I don't know, you brought it up.
Jez, we owe him something.
I have a shout out.
Go on.
A couple got engaged today.
Oh, brilliant.
Right. Cahill's Finan.
Lovely.
And Nicole Kelly.
Did they actually get engaged?
Am I right? Oh my God, I actually was doubting myself there.
Cahill Finan and Nicole Kelly got engaged.
Yeah, otherwise known as Coco.
Yeah, now it all makes sense.
So Cahill and Coco got engaged there abroad in Dove Brovnik.
Love, I'll do you a deal on the Atlantic, lovey. Don't worry about this at all. Say nothing, you're talking $5,000 all in.
Cahill,
say nothing.
Give you a ring now. Because that's a typical thing the man will deal with. I look after
the
band.
I look after the band, you look after all the plates.
What kind of a discount would be?
I'd give him the far side of a 20% discount.
Would you?
Yeah, I'd bring down to $8,000. I will. No, I can't. Give me a shout, man. We do the whole ceremony, start to finish. We'll sort you out with the Atlantic at theatlanticband.com, and there's a contact page there, and anyone who wants to get involved and get in touch should get in touch.
I didn't mean that to turn into an ad for you.
Well, it is now anyway. I'm glad we gave them a shout out. Pressure's on them now because we have known them, and they're going to feel like they have to.
Yeah,
they're going to feel like they have to.
But do you want to be that kind of person?
Yeah, absolutely. I want money, Ray, and I'd love us if they got in touch now. And
what about
Atlantic.
Me? I'm going to have to play at the wedding, and I can't enjoy it.
You can, of course, enjoy.
Well, actually,
it, Ray.
No, I enjoy weddings more when I'm playing at them.
Yeah, because then you're not caught up. Then talking about J8 the bar, you hate that.
Yeah.
Yeah, otherwise, I'll talk J8 the bar with you if that's what you. I do whatever you want. As long as you want to pay me
money.
Congratulations,
by the way, on the Galway win.
Oh, the what?
The Galway win.
Oh, thanks very much indeed. I don't know why that was a weird thing to bring up. I don't know how that popped into your head. Go on anyway.
That's it now. That's 243.
243, lads. A big
is
shout
it
out.
243 or 243?
243. Okay. And a big shout out to Laura flicking the keys clean off herself. She's one of my favourites to do it. There's a great giddiness in me when she's here.
Fair play to our sponsors.
Yeah, Maves.
Maves Bar. And they were flying it at the weekend. They had all the windows open.
Yeah.
Serving half the town the pints.
Unbelievable. Crack.
And I enjoyed one or two.
And every Wednesday, live music in there 7 nights a week. And every Wednesday, you can see yours truly.
Yeah.
Big old sexy old Kendi.
Yeah.
Ray, fair play to me.
Fair play to me.
Good luck.
Good luck.
The Kendi and Rainbow Podcast, sponsored by Maves Cozy Front Lounge.